I don't know that many people that like licorice.
Don't even try it.
Hi, Joe and Ben. This is Erica. First-time listener, long-time caller. Just want to let you guys in on a little thing, a little odd sighting that I saw today. I saw a woman with a cell phone, like a flip cell phone, up to her ear. But she wasn't holding it. And it wasn't a hands-free cell phone. No. Can I tell you something? It was wrapped into her headscarf. She wrapped the headscarf around her head multiple times, tied it there with the phone underneath it. And you know what? She wasn't even on the phone. The phone wasn't connected. I don't believe it either. It's ridiculous. And I know that you guys are big on human-cyborg relations, so I just wanted you to know that, and that you guys are great, and you're doing a great show. It's a service to America, and I'm a big fan. Big fan. First-time caller. Yeah, not really. I like you guys. Grindhouse. Dope cheese.
Grindhouse.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I saw it last night with you.
I was there. Yeah, that's funny how you saw it with me and I was there.
Yeah.
First of all, that was Erica.
Yeah.
My fiance.
Yeah, whatever, sure.
We're getting married in 118 days.
Whoa.
Thank you, Mac Widgets.
Thank you, Mac Widgets.
Thank you, Dr. Zizmore. Remember those commercials?
Yes. My face sucks. Thank you, Dr. Zizmore.
I got face problems. Thank you, Dr. Zizmore.
I'm Dr. Zizmore. I fix people's faces.
No, it's like that. Hi, I'm Dr. Zizmore.
More. I'm Dr. Zizmore.
You got face problems? I'll fix it for you. Dr. Zizmore.
You're right. That's exactly what it's like.
I disguise my voice by holding my nose.
Wow. You letting people in on a little industry secret?
Little radio tips for the kids.
Wow.
Podcasting tips.
The kids? Mm-hmm. You're always helping the kids. That's so nice.
It's a service we provide here.
Well, Erica did say we're doing a service for America.
Right.
You know, that phone call, it's gonna bring up two different topics for me.
Okay.
Topic number one, obviously, Grindhouse.
And cyborgs.
Topic number two, cyborgs. Yeah. All right, three topics.
Oh, there's another one? Mm-hmm. What's the other one?
Some controversy.
What?
Controversy coming out.
What's happening?
On this show today.
What's happening?
I'm gonna drop a bomb.
Really?
Okay. An atomic bomb. But I'm going to wait. It's just going to come out of nowhere. Like that.
Okay.
But Grindhouse.
Grindhouse, amazing.
I'm going to call for it now. Watch this.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of the ring. I'm doing that motion where it looks like I'm going for the belt there.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I'm doing it for movies.
Okay.
I'm doing the movie belt call.
Movie belt call.
Best movie of 2007.
I'm going to say best movie I've ever seen yesterday.
I didn't see a lot of movies yesterday, and that was the best one I saw yesterday.
I saw two movies yesterday, Grindhouse. And Grindhouse is two movies in one.
That's right, it's a double feature.
Yeah.
Planet Terror.
Amazing.
Which I think is the best movie ever.
Ever.
One of them.
Okay.
And Death Proof.
Pretty
which
good.
It's not quite a movie.
It's more
but
of
it's,
an experience.
It's quite awesome.
It's an experience. It's a ride. It's a ride.
It sure is a ride. You know what? I'm taking this poster down. I'm looking at the Fifth Element poster here in Studio J.
Yeah.
It says, this film is primed to explode. This is the ride.
No, sorry.
No, not anymore.
Death Proof takes it.
Death Proof is the ride.
Yeah.
Planet Terror is the awesome.
Yeah, it's the awesome.
It's not just awesome, it's the awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give away too much because the same demographic of people who sit down and listen to this show from beginning to end are probably the same people who are going to see
it.
I'm speaking zombies. About Donnelly.
Yes. Zombies. Well, Adam Geller, too.
Adam Geller.
Adam probably saw it already.
He is a zombie. Have you seen his picture?
All right.
On the Facebook.
What?
That's right. We have a Facebook.
When do we... What?
Facebook us. Put our face in a book because we're there.
Awesome. We'll put a link in the show notes to our Facebook page. Yeah. Planet Terror. Zombies and Bruce Willis. Fergie. Some great people in that movie.
Wait. You list Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And Fergie.
Yeah.
Ahead of fucking Saeed?
I'm sorry. Nivee Andrews or whatever.
Nivee Andrews?
Yeah, he's cool.
He's amazing. He likes balls.
He likes balls.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Movie.
And, all I'm going to tell you. Excuse me.
And Tom Savini's in it. Makes an appearance. Sex Machine.
Sex Machine.
From Dust Till Dawn. And it's just amazing. You have to see this movie.
Rod Rodriguez equals genius.
Yeah. You thought Spy Kids 3 was good.
If you
thought... This blows it out of the water.
Wow. Strong statements.
Blows Spy Kids 3 out of the water.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I didn't see the movie with you, I wouldn't believe you. So there's... You just shocked. That wasn't the bomb I'm dropping today, yeah. But you just shocked some people. If you're listening in your car, they probably just swerved right off the road.
Yeah.
Spy Kids 3. I mean, when you say Spy Kids 3, there's already, like... That's like saying...
Spy Kids 3 was in 3D. How are you going to top that? You can't. Yes, you can. It's called Planet Terror. It's, you know, in Grindhouse. Watch it. Now.
That's what was happening. You know, Rob Rodriguez, he's probably like a millionaire now.
A billion.
Billionaire. He probably has billions of dollars.
Yeah.
He's sitting home. Mm-hmm. You know, his kids are like, Dad, Spy Kids 3, best movie ever made. You can't make a better one.
And he's
They're taunting their father.
And he's like, have you seen Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
And like, yeah, it's good. It's good. It's no Spy Kids 3.
No.
I think you topped off, Dad. He's telling him, I think you've hit your limit. So after he smacked both, he's got two, right? Or is that just my kids' movies for those two kids?
I don't know, you might.
Those kids probably hang around him all day.
Right, yeah. It's like, man, when are you going to make Spy Kids 4? I'm not. I'm making Planet Terror. Just wait for Spy Kids 4. It'll probably come sooner than later. Maybe.
Maybe. Babies.
So, yeah, Planet Terror, awesome.
And, yeah, he blew it out of the water.
He blew everything
he's ever made. I'm sorry to say that. I know that's like saying... That's a controversy right there.
Desperado was good.
Yeah,
but it was no Spy Kids 3.
No, it really wasn't.
Came close.
Well, Selma Hayek was in both, right?
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas was in both, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, so they got better with time.
Wait, was Antonio in...
I think so.
Spy Kids? I don't remember.
Of course I should remember. I'm always watching that
movie. That movie is such a blur to me. Because, like, every time I see it, it's like I'm seeing it again for the first time, and then I totally forget about it right after. I'm like, oh, it was good. I remember it was really good. But I don't remember any of it. I know it gave me a headache in the theater because those 3D glasses.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with those.
Yeah.
Like Nanosaur in 3D.
I love Nanosaur.
In 3D?
Yeah. Nanosaur 2 in 3D.
Yeah. I don't think video games are meant to be in 3D.
It's not a video game. It's a computer game. Check it out. If you got a Mac, it probably came with your computer.
Not me, because I got an Intel Mac.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which, if like we were in a time machine, went back to like 19.
Yeah, I'd be like, excuse me, Intel Mac? What are you talking about?
It just hit me.
It's like, what?
You'd be like, oh, Joe's the retard, and hit me.
Yeah. Give me. So, you hear about this news?
What news?
Spy Kids 3 is awesome.
I heard that news. No, I think what you're alluding to...
What?
Is cyborgs? Human-cyborg relations?
It's a growing epidemic.
Now, alright. Are you for or against it?
In some cases, I'm for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, like burn victims.
Burn victims, if I have a limb that's missing.
AIDS. What about AIDS?
Yeah, things fall off when you have AIDS.
No, I mean...
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, if you want to replace, you know, like, say you lost your leg. Like, example, Planet Terror. Rose McGowan loses her leg, right?
Yeah.
First they do like a low-tech version of her leg, which is just it's a piece of wood. And then she gets a gun attached to it. That's almost like a cyborg, right?
She doesn't just get a gun.
Somehow she could fire it with her leg.
She doesn't just get a gun.
She doesn't pull the trigger or anything. She fires it with her leg. So I'm going to say that there's some inner workings.
Cyborg?
Yeah.
Cybernetics?
Yeah. It's like Johnny Mnemonic.
I'm for
except
it.
Awesome.
I'm for it in the case of Johnny Mnemonic. I'm going to bring that movie up. That's like the anti-Spy Kids 3 right there. Years before Spy Kids 3 were made, they go to Keanu Reeves and he's like, huh? And they go, we want you to make a movie that's so bad, it will never be like Spy Kids 3. He goes, okay.
What's Spy Kids 3? He didn't even know what Spy Kids 3 was. Everyone knew. And when you're born, you know about Spy Kids 3.
It's true. Babies all over the world. Like,
George Washington was like, I can't believe I'm going to die and I'm never going to see Spy Kids 3.
Wars were fought to try to preserve unions to stay in power to watch Spy Kids 3 when it eventually comes out.
We're like, I can't wait. And people out there right now that are living and listening to this show, you thank your lucky stars that you're in the generation where you get to see Spike.
Yeah, you are lucky. And for those who are dead and listening,
George Washington is like shaking his fist at all those people who didn't watch Spy Kids 3.
He hates them.
Yeah. You're not American.
Abe Lincoln, too. Abe Lincoln preserved this union so we could watch Spy Kids 3 as one country.
Exactly.
He didn't want no Confederate Spy Kids 3.
How horrible would that movie be?
Oh, my God.
Number one, it wouldn't be in 3D. We know that.
Probably. I mean,
the South hates 3D.
They do.
And black people.
Oh, my God. Historically, yes. Both are true. What do you think they hate more? Black people or 3D?
Probably 3D.
Probably, it's like the devil. Because there are a lot of Baptists down there. They probably think it's the devil's working. It's not. It's an amazing cinematic advancement.
Yes, it is. I think most movies should be made in 3D. I think all movies should be
made. I think all movies are made in 3D. It's just they're too lazy to make that many glasses.
Probably, yeah.
All right, you know what? I'm going to drop a little bomb here.
All right, drop it.
Drop a bomb. Ooh. Okay. A little bit of Imus. Do you want to give the people what happened to Don Imus?
Who's Imus?
You know, I really didn't know either until this week. No, seriously. Why don't you tell the folks?
Right, Imus is this radio guy, right? And he called the Rutgers basketball team. Was it all of them?
Yeah, I guess it was in reference to all of them.
Nappy-headed hoes.
Mm. And that sparked some racial...
Reverend Al, Jesse Jackson... Hey, you can't do that. You can't do that.
And they start doing the karate chop motion?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Don't fuck with Al Sharpton in a karate fight.
No.
It's unfair.
Especially sumo wrestling. He can kick your ass.
He's quite large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, suspended for a little bit? I agree with that. Fine, sure, whatever. Fired. Don Imus.
You don't even know his name.
Imus gets fired. For saying that. Freedom of speech, what happened to that, huh?
Well, I'm going to argue that you there. I think he has freedom of speech. He was allowed to say that. He wasn't put in jail for saying it.
No, he wasn't put in jail. But he got fired.
He got fired, so he's some consequences for his freedom of speech. But now I'm about to drop my own bomb.
What are you saying?
I'm going to see if we can last, like Imus.
Okay.
All right? Imus pissed off a lot of people.
Right.
I guarantee I'm going to piss off more.
Okay, do it.
All right? Imus?
Yeah?
Made fun of black people.
Yeah. Who are you making fun of?
I'm going to piss off more people than black people.
Really?
I'm going to piss off black people and white people.
Boy, how are you going to do this?
I'm going to say I hate a certain group. Vehemently.
Who?
I hate people who own dogs.
I own a dog.
Dogs are stupid. First of all, they smell the dog's butts. That's stupid. Second of all, they're not cats. How many dogs do you know are cats?
Not very many.
Not very many at all. That's what I say.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you.
And they're wet.
I'm a self-hating dog owner.
Thank you. About time. You know, I think we should lynch dog owners.
I think we should too.
Alright, I think I pissed off enough people today. I hope that...
I like cats.
Me too, I'm a cat fan. I'm allergic though. They make my nose itch.
Have you seen this thing called MimiCats.com? It's awesome. I think that's what it's called.
I haven't seen it. You know, I'm a little upset with the cat pictures online because of the guy from Attack from the show.
Why?
Attack of the show.
Why? What does he do with
First
cats?
Of all, I hate him.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He's one of the people who doesn't like Spy Kids 3.
I was just going to say that. I heard he did.
He's like, why isn't Spy Kids 3 in 4D? I like 4D so much better than 3D. Listen, it's made in 3D. Because it's cooler in 3D. 4D? No.
The guy's a chump. First of all, he doesn't like Nintendo or Apple. I don't know if you can live on this earth not liking one of those things.
Kind of hard to. You're hated.
You're an asshole.
People hate you if you don't like that.
Okay. Second of all, he likes going online and looking for kitten pictures. He thinks that's like really quirky and funny that he says that on his show. He's no kitten fan.
No, he likes dogs, probably.
He's probably never seen that cat video on YouTube.
Love the cat videos.
I love cat videos, too.
Cat videos are great.
Yeah?
Big fan of the cat videos. You want to take a phone call? You want to take a voicemail?
I think we should, because there's a lot of topics that people have been calling up.
We've got a lot of phone calls to get through, but we're only going to play, like,
the
two.
Good ones.
Yeah.
We're going to play the good ones.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's some phone calls.
Hey, guys. is Andre the Giant. I recently watched Spy Kids 3 like all Americans do. Like all true Americans and people of the Earth watch Spy Kids 3. I just want to say I love the movie. I can't wait for the comic book. Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Buster Rhymes. Yeah, you know, the famous gangster rapper. I'm on my way to go do some math equations and eat yodels. But I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm a huge Spy Kids 3 fan. It's the best movie in the motherfucking house. Alright, sorry for the bad language there, but that's me, Buster Rhymes, a gangster rapper. Alright, dope cheese.
I think that's what he used to say.
John Ritter used to call our show.
John Ritter used to call our old show Ice Cream Sandwich Radio.
Yeah.
And he wanted our balls. No! He wanted Uncle Jesse's balls from
right.
We had to go get them. Otherwise, he was going to haunt us. Those were the good old days.
Yeah, he's a crazy motherfucker.
Named John Ritter.
John Ritter.
Remember when,
Remember when the Fonz told us about private parts?
I do remember that. Let's play that.
Did you know that your doctor needs your parents' permission to examine you? To touch your private parts? Oh, yeah. Dig it.
That was some good times.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember the time when the Fonz was on our show?
Yeah.
You know, we had Henry Winkler call up, but he was really pissed at us.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was terrible.
Let's play that clip.
Play that.
I'm going to run over your knees with my bike. I'm going to run over your knees with my bike.
Why would he say that to us?
Well, that's when I said I wasn't going to listen to him anymore because he was making no sense whatsoever.
The guy's a quack.
Yeah.
Thinks he's, you know, we were watching this thing about, It was like a public broadcast message. What do they call those?
PSAs?
Yeah. Public service announcement.
Yeah.
And Henry Winkler and the Fonz are on it. He thinks that the Fonz is different.
He's a little weird.
You know what you taught me? I didn't know that term, jump the shark. Came from the Fonz jumping a shark, literally.
Jumping a shark, yeah, on a motorcycle.
I think Happy Days was crappy to begin with, though.
Yeah.
Like, why pick that one moment for crappiness?
I don't know.
I think the whole show sucked.
We got some videos to post on the Blogspot. We got some new favorites.
You got some new favorites.
Yeah,
well, they're technically my favorite now, too.
Right. Little kid trying to say dump truck. Does not say dump truck.
He doesn't.
Not going to give away.
A little embarrassing what he says, actually.
I think it's hilarious.
It's on the YouTubes.
Yeah. We'll post those. Anything else we got to do? Please, check out our Blogspot. We made a new promo. A video promo. We talked about it last show, about zombies and stuff.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get on your old computer.
Yeah.
You're going to hit these keys.
Okay.
You're going to hit
iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com. There's a special key on the keyboard.
Right. It's a big one. A big fat one that says that. When you go to our blog, there's going to be a movie up there.
Right.
You're going to watch it.
It's going to be awesome.
It's not quite Spy Kids 3.
It's not even close.
Probably because it's not in 3D.
Yeah. Maybe if we added that 3D element.
All right. We're going to work on that 3D.
Okay.
So click on that. It's not our new vidcast.
Mm-mm. No.
Although it probably should have been because it's better than both our vidcasts put together.
Yeah.
But it is some hard work that we did.
It's awesome. I'm going to say it's awesome.
It is. All right, we've got a new commercial to play for you on the way out.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And let's give some people some information on how to reach us.
718-304. 7856.
Six. Don't forget the six, guys. We renewed the number. It's still six.
Yes.
And Gmail us.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? Don't even Gmail us. Come see us on MySpace. Become our MySpace friend.
And
right on that message board.
Facebook.
And now we're on the Facebook.
Yeah.
I did the Facebook because it's a little easier for me. I don't know why. Yeah. That MySpace is too crowded.
MySpace,
too crowded for me.
Me and Heather from the heatherandbenshow.com.
The what?
We got the show. I do.
I never heard of
the heatherandbenshow.com.
I know Heather. I know she does a show.
Yes, I do too.
Hmm.
The heatherandbenshow.com. We got hacked on MySpace.
Shit, hackers. Hackers.
Someone found out our password. I'm angry.
It was probably...
Yeah, but I had to change the password and like... I don't know. Bullshit. I really don't like MySpace anymore.
Yeah, I don't like MySpace, so Facebook's a little easier
for me
to navigate.
Never liked it to begin with. Never liked it to begin with.
Never?
Not really.
Alright.
Kind of hate it now. Like, I really hate it.
Well, it's your fault for getting hacked, hacker. So, check us out on either one of those.
Yes.
We'll check both still, don't worry.
Yeah.
So, if you want to say something, even if it's Ben's got a small penis. Even if it's that. Okay? So, you know, if family wants to write that about you, she can. Oh my god, that's mean.
You're mean.
Yeah, that's why I said it. So she, you know, anybody can write on there, and we'll read it on the air. Mm-hmm. George wrote us.
George, right?
He's our friend on the Facebook, yeah. And he gave us a present.
He gave us a little cupcake.
He gave us a little cupcake. Thanks, George. Not quite a yodel, but it was a cupcake. And he also said, what do you call you, like a...
He called me a jerkwad.
And he said, hi,
thanks.
Joe.
Thanks,
George. All right, so check us out in any one of those awesome venues.
We'll post, like, bulletins on both MySpace and Facebook whenever we do, like, a show, I guess. Maybe we could link the show right there. People could listen to it.
That'd be kind of cool.
We'll see if we could do that.
We'll see if that's possible.
Remember to check out the Blogspot, though.
Yeah, because...
So you can get all our YouTube videos, the links, and you get the new promo.
We put some good shit up there for you.
Yeah.
We're not just going to say go there and waste your time.
No.
First of all, here's some amazing reasons why you should go. Okay. Number one, you can comment directly to us.
Yes. On each show.
On each show. Number two, do you like Chipmunk Form?
Hell yeah!
Give me a Saturday high five for that. Fucking Chipmunk Form.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to tell you what it is. Just go there. Joe equals Chip, Ben equals Dale.
Yeah. Press that button. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Shit goes down when you press that button.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Die Hard trailer.
No, we
Speaking
didn't.
Speaking of Shit Goes Down. Like a franchise.
Don't miss.
Like a franchise. Well, Mac's in it.
Yeah, the Mac computer is in the movie.
Kevin Smith apparently is in it.
Kevin Smith, yeah.
Wow.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Helicopters.
Yeah. Harrier jets. All right.
Ridiculous. That's it.
I think that's it.
You said we have a commercial to come out?
Yeah, we're doing a commercial.
Oh, right.
No, we're not doing one. We're playing one.
Oh, right, I remember.
And I was in the middle of explaining why the Blogspot's so awesome, but I totally lost track.
It's cool.
All right. Blogging's fun.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll see you. At the movie. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese. Commercial.
New from IHOP.
Beef suckers.
That's right. We take every meat we got here in IHOP, put it in a sausage casing, and then we serve it in a bowl full of maple syrup. So come on down to IHOP and you can get yours for $9.99.
Mmm, beef sucking.
Tuesday, kidney free.
Out this Tuesday on DVD, Spy Kids 3D.
With sweet extras!
Holy crap, Macho Man!
That's right, it's me, Macho Man, Randy Savage. I love Spy Kids 3D. Ooh, yeah!
Man, it's so boring here all by myself at the mall. Wish I had someone cool to be with.
Razor Ramon?
Hey, yo. You tired of being at the mall with nobody cool, Chico?
Of course.
Then come on down to the mall on April 29th. Bring your own Razor Ramon Day.
I can't wait.
That's right. You bring someone who looks like me, Chico, Razor Ramon, and you're going to have lots of fun.
Awesome.
That's right. April 29th, 2007. Chico.
One Razor Ramon per customer.
Or I'm going to run over your knees with my bike.